Arotorua business owner hasn't seen any improvement to criminal behaviour or conditions for residents living in emergency housing since the government stepped in a month ago. The city's mayor, Steve Chadwick, says the plan is rolling out and improvements will take time. The police minister is refusing to release figures on criminal activity at 10 motels around the country, all earning big sums of money from emergency housing. That's prompting calls for more transparency. Owners of Hennessy's Irish Bar, Reg Hennessy, told our political editor Jane Patterson accommodation shortages are pushing tourists out too.
Just on Saturday night, we had a young couple come in for dinner at Hennessy's, stayed till close time, and the reason they stayed, they parked the car out in their car park out the back because they couldn't get accommodation anywhere. They now have to sleep in the car. The tourists now have to sleep in their car, and then they were driving back to Auckland the next day.
What does that do for the town and its reputation in terms of future business, not just the people that are here at the moment?
They're killing it. Look, if they don't do so, why we have to use motels for emergency housing in Rotorua is absolutely beyond me. The government's come out and said they're going to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on sorting this emergency motel accommodation out in Rotorua. They're around cherry-picking the motels they want to use, so they don't have gangs in the same motels as young mothers with kids and all that sort of thing, which I can totally appreciate. But why are they doing it in motels? Why don't they spend some real money, get down to Rotorua, find a place, sort it out, and just get their shit together? Because we as Rotorua businesses have had a gutsful of it, and it's going to destroy our town as a domestic tourist town that's already been destroyed as an international tourist town because of COVID. Now they seem to hell-bent on destroying the town as a domestic tourist town as well.
What do you think of the response from authorities, including the police?
Well, I don't blame because I guess they are instructed what they have to do, and I actually feel sorry for a lot of the coppers I see sitting outside these motels trying to talk to these people, trying to talk to them in the streets. But the authorities at the top, just shocking, poor, still got no plan, still got no direction, and through having no plan and no direction on the way through, they're just, as I said again, I just reiterate it, they're just going to destroy our town as a domestic tourist town. And it's just unhealthy, unfair to put some of these people through what they're putting them through in motels. You see kids coming out of them in the mornings to go to school. It's just crazy. Why they just don't spend some real money and just come down here and build something and do something sensible that may solve the problem is just beyond me. They've had nearly 2 years now to sort this problem, and they've done nothing but just seem to have chucked more fuel on the fire. It's just got worse.
That was Reg Hennessy speaking to Jane Patterson.